The Volumes of Truth, Volume 6. Without Condition. January 27, 2012, from Yahushua HaMashiach, Our Lord and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, during men's fellowship, for all those who have ears to hear. My sons, listen closely as I speak to you this parable. There were three men who devoted their lives to God, three men who sought to serve the Lord their God, in righteousness. The first went out feeding the poor and the hungry, doing all he could for the needy, as he was able. The second gave everything he had to those who asked, with no thought to himself, until the day came when he had nothing more to give, and he too had to ask. Yet the third did not go out, nor did he give to all who asked, but bowed down each day seeking the will of God, wanting always to walk in the ways of the Lord. Years passed by, and the three men continued in their walks, serving God each day as they were able. Then the day came when each was presented with a new choice, one which they had not faced before. To the first, the Lord sent a prophet, saying, "Thus says the Lord, draw back now your hand from the needy, and no more go out to feed the poor and the hungry round about, but obey the word of my mouth, and sound the trumpet." But he refused, and went away in unbelief, appalled by the word he had heard by the mouth of the prophet. The second man was faced with a similar choice. To him God sent the word of the Lord in a book. Yet because it was not found in his Bible, the man immediately rejected it, and went his way in unbelief, appalled by the word which had been given him in the name of the Lord. And to the third, the Lord himself said, "My son, the time has come for you to give up all you hold most dear, to give up your life for my purpose, to serve without constraint, to be greatly hated and persecuted for my name's sake." And with tears streaming, the servant said, "Yes, Lord. Therefore, my sons, I ask you, of these three men, which one was truly devoted to me, though all did good and fruitful works? For indeed many are called, yet few are chosen. Few have ears to hear." Thus learning the lesson of obedience is far greater than witnessing a prophecy come to pass, or receiving healing by a miracle. For obedience is born of love. For those who have no trust, seek after signs, and those who remain in unbelief, wait for miracles. And those whose requests are met, while in unbelief, will soon demand them. And those who receive a sign, yet have no trust, will only expect the more. Yet only those who love me, without condition, will remain faithful. And only those who truly know me, will endure in times of trouble. Says the Lord.